So let's hear about your 78-year-old lady.
Okay, so she's a patient who came to us. She had had a brief history or a brief diagnosis of polycythemia vera that really had never been treated. She was on hydroxyurea for a brief period of time, and she did have a JAK mutation, JAK2 mutation, and she presented to us with pancytopenia, a very fibrotic marrow with really atypical megakaryocytes, consistent with an antecedent myeloproliferative disorder. And so whether she truly had PV or myelofibrosis, I'm not sure, but she had an antecedent myeloproliferative disorder that very rapidly evolved into acute myeloid leukemia. And I find these amongst the most challenging cases because they tend to have very much chemotherapy resistance. So she was quite a fit woman, 78 years old, but very fit, and wanted to go forward with some form of therapy. I was worried because of the antecedent history, and our practice now is to do, because we have a number of trials ongoing that allow patients to be receiving in the frontline some of these novel targeted agents, we do a rapid genomic screening. And within 5 days, usually, we can screen for the most common abnormalities that we can target, which include FLT3 and IDH1 and 2
Are
mutations.
those the three things that you're most concerned about because of the fact that there are targeted therapies?
Well, those are among the things that I'm most concerned about because of the targeted therapy. We're also very interested in seeing what other potential mutations are present, including the P53 mutation, which, of course, is a particularly challenging disease. But yes, right now we're most concerned with those, the presence of a FLT3, IDH1, or IDH2, and of course, the other common leukemias that we see, which don't require genomic sequencing, but just require a good cytogeneticist and good hematopathology, including the core binding factor leukemias, because we steer them in one direction as well. And we also, of course, want to know that it's not acute promyelocytic leukemia.